It's kind of interesting as to why he would pursue collecting art. Have you wondered about that? He could have collected cars. He could have collected a lot of things.
I think the reason he did that was because it was preserving the history of Native American Indians in the Western culture, and that's what he liked. He liked that Western culture. He grew up in an era when some of that was still going on. So he's going to try to preserve what he sees in his mind needs to be preserved for this country.
So it was preserving history is what drove it. And the way you do that is through art.
Through art.
He traveled around the world several times, grew to love art, all kinds of art. But he settled on Native American art because of his background and where he lived and where he grew up. And I believe he just had a love for it more than anything.
His first collection was Rural Courtship.
And who painted that?
Daniel Ridgway Knight.
A beautiful piece. Just think about Thomas. He was a rancher. He was a farmer.
He was.
Cowboy.
Yes.
Got some pictures of him cowboying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Both some good black and whites of him. That's what I do. So it runs in the family.
Banker. And obviously an oil man. He was a storekeeper. What was that about, a storekeeper?
William Lee was shot at his store. He had a store there.
That's Thomas's father?
Yes. I'm assuming that after his father was killed, that he went and ran the store for his mother.
So your granddad, Thomas Sr., was how much Indian?
He was quarter because of his mother's birthright as a Creek Indian.
Obviously, then that drew him into the life of Native Americans and wanting to preserve that history. His company brought in many wells in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, and he obtained interest in the Fourth National Bank of Tulsa, the Bank of Bixby, the state banks of Coweta and Wagner, and a large bank in Stillwater. Maybe you know of other banks elsewhere, too. I don't know.
I believe he had a controlling interest in a bank in Long Beach.
The story we've always been told growing up was the federal government were changing some regulations in the banking business, and he didn't like it, and he just sold his interest out and just got out of the banking business because he didn't like the regulations the government were putting on him.
Where did he start the oil company, the headquarters?
In San Antonio, 1949.
The first museum that displayed any art was there in San Antonio.
He opened that in San Antonio, and why didn't he stay there with that museum?
He couldn't get enough interest from people coming to see the museum. He wanted the artwork to be seen.
And he really liked them hills up there in Osage County. He just felt more at home there.
When he went back to Oklahoma, the oil company stayed in San Antonio.
And he moved to Oklahoma then?
The building that he bought down there was the old casino club. I think there's five floors of it. The oil company occupied one floor and then had the museum in another floor. People just didn't come to see it. It was right on the river. A beautiful location, but people just didn't come.